Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, y'all? I hope you had a good weekend. I certainly did. I try to every weekend to try to detox a little bit because it is a toxic environment that we live in these days. Why? Because we live around leftists, Democrats, brain dead morons just like their fearless leader, Joey Demento. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. Hey. Evacuation 101. Do not take out your security before you get your people out. Now, I know that sounds very complex, so let me explain what I mean by that. I mean that you need to be secure before you decide to secure the scene. Complex concept, especially for the left, but I think you get it, okay? The next thing, make sure you've accounted for everybody. We have 1,327 people there. Are we going to remove 1,327 people out? Seems pretty simple. State Department's got all kinds of files. Look, I get there's some spies and CIA and people with clandestine identities, but still, get them all out. Make sure you know where they are. Here's the other thing you might do that's what I would call evacuation 101. Make sure you've alerted our allies that the evacuation is going to occur so they too can plan. They can be part of it, particularly considering that they had three times more troops in the region than we had. How about that? Just a little communication. Hey, listen, Macron, here's what's about to happen. Merkel? Here's what's about to happen. Angela, whomever, this is what we're about to do. The other thing is, I would tell you, don't rely on others for your safety. Make sure you have adequate resources to protect yourself. It's kind of the theory around the people that have guns in America. Why do you carry a gun? Because I cannot carry a cop. Make sure you have rally points. Distribution centers is what they call them in business. You know, DCs, where the trucks go and get the product and bring it out. That's what you want to do. The product, in this case, is people. The very people that you should have counted and provided adequate security for. That is your product. Rally at the embassy. Rally at the Air Force base. Rally at the airport. Those would be the three rally points. And here's the other thing. Make sure that you know where the choke points are. Where could they cut us off? Where do we need to have troops to make sure that everybody can get to the rally point safely? Because, see, it's a lot easier to get product, in this case people, at a single location than when they're hiding out in houses individually. The other thing is, when you've gotten all that stuff in place, you can do something very simple. You can now alert your enemy to your plans. You can say, you know what? Here's what we're about to do. We're about to leave. We told you we were leaving. We want to get you guys together. We'd like to maintain some kind of communication with you, whatever. But we are going like a turkey through the cone. And when we leave, here's the deal. It's very simple. We have now got all of our people. We're prepared to get out of here. And if any one of them is hurt, or if there's a straggler left behind, if we've not accounted for somebody, you will bring them to us because we will protect everybody. Think of attacking any one of our people or one of the people that helped us as attacking us. And we will make a skating rink out of your country. Now I'm going to go back to playing golf because that's what Donald Trump would have done. Now, what's funny, McMaster, who was Donald Trump's national security advisor, blames Trump. I want you to understand what's about to happen over the next few weeks as more people die. Because Biden and his team promised there will be more attacks. They want to get ahead of the attacks because they want to mitigate it. We told you so. We told you this was going to happen. Why are you mad that more Marines got killed, more service people got killed, more military got killed, more civilians got killed, more people have been taken hostage? You're starting to hear the hostage word, things like this. The media is about to jump all over this and make it appear Biden was so dedicated to the mission. He knew there would be sacrifice. And, you know, that sacrifice was necessary. No, it wasn't. Don't you ever forget, it was never necessary. All Biden had to do was show some might, show some backbone. But I'm telling you, if you allow this to happen, this will become the media narrative. If we could just save one life, what happened to that? Imagine telling the families of 13 Marines who died that you screwed up and you got them killed. Young men, mostly, studs, ready to live their lives. And you tell more Marines, hey, guess what? You're likely to die because of my incompetence. You're not going to die fighting. You're going to die for merely executing my jacked up plan implemented by a brain dead moron and his team who don't have a clue. And for the people that want to argue, well, Trump shouldn't have given a deadline. Screw that. Doesn't matter. Look. Whether he gives a deadline or doesn't give a deadline, we needed to be out of that godforsaken crap hole, and I'm glad we are. And Biden wants you to believe that no matter how we executed this, these deaths were going to occur. I played that clip last week of the guy bragging. Well, you got to look at the numbers and the data. The data of it is Biden has evacuated 30,000 people without any loss of American lives. Now they're bragging about, they're foreboding. Hey, look, we're going to be killing people. People are going to die, and you better get used to it, and it's just part of the plan. And it's funny, when Biden gave his speech, he actually said it. He goes, you know, we were planning for these deaths. We were planning, you know, this is part of, when McWhatever's name, he's got some new general, some new bonehead general. When he, do, you know, we were devising the plan was, you know, we could have this many deaths. What if that death is your child? The death at the hands of a moron who couldn't execute an evacuation plan that 101 is leave the military, a.k.a. the security, in place. So what does Biden do? He takes out the military and then he has to send it back. What's that going to cost you? We got a lot to talk about. Lots after the weekend. Hey, here's what I can guarantee you, and you already know. The carnage that happens in America, the Kabuls all over this nation, they continue to happen. The idiocy of leftism continued on steroids unchecked. Why? Because leftists are still running most of the big cities in this country. But you know what you're not going to hear about? The places that little happen. The rural America, led by conservatives, God-fearing Christian conservatives, who had pretty much uneventful weekends, like us. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened of late.
A few days ago, you said you squarely stand by your decision to pull out.
Yes, I do.
That was Joey Demento trying to act responsible. The buck stops with me. We'll get him. He was George Bush, he was Harry Truman, he was all of it, right? All in one fell swoop. We will get them, they will have, there will be hell to pay. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here listening to. We're going to talk a lot about Joe Biden's press conference that happened last week, because it's the talk. It showcases everything that we talk about on this program, and the things that have happened behind the scenes that you may be aware of, maybe you aren't. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that. I'm going to try to, it's tough to do this because, you know, I don't want anybody in harm's way. Because, I mean, I can go get with the special forces community and say, hey, what's going on down there? But, look, go do your job. lives are at stake because we have a lunatic running this country. We have people pulling the strings behind him. I don't know what they're trying to do. I'll be honest with you. I can't get in the head of people who will sacrifice other people and not even think. You have to be a psychopath to say, yeah, you know, it doesn't matter if we get those people out. They're already scheming on how to make this look better. I told you guys that they were going to start, you know, measuring differently very soon. The media cannot continue to beat up Biden because it's like kicking your own butt. That's what they're doing. Here's Joy Reid, and I told you guys, I warned you, I said they're going to start shifting this narrative. But here's Joy Reid, and listen to what she says. Now, we can play the other clip. In fact, after we play the Joy Reid clip, I'm going to go get the one we played the other day because you can't hear this clip enough.
Despite all the wailing and gnashing of teeth on the right, the Biden administration has accomplished something that's actually truly remarkable in Afghanistan, with more than 88,000 evacuations so far. We'll have the latest next. Stay with us.
There you have it. Bragging. Despite all the wailing and gnashing of teeth on the right. Now, let me ask you, do I really need to play the wailing and gnashing of teeth by Jake Tapper? By Don Lemon? By Anderson Cooper, by Joe Scarborough, and many other leftists who are now in the media, who are in the media, and they're now saying, you know what? This is really screwed up. And this, folks, after knowing that they've got suicide bombers now that have killed 13 Marines and what, dozens of Afghanis, 90, I think was the last count. Wow. So we're gnashing our teeth. Are we unfairly going after Biden? Not that I checked. I think everything that's been said against Biden is legitimate. And it's not just us saying it. And for the record, if Donald Trump had done what Biden's doing, I'd be saying the same thing. But I can guarantee you this, Joy Reid, you would have never heard that statement come out of her mouth. Despite all the wailing and gnashing of teeth against Donald Trump by the left, you got to look at these numbers. 88,000 have been evacuated. First of all, I don't know how many have been evacuated. If you believe the media that 88,000 people have gone, I don't believe it. I don't know how many. I know some people are getting out of there. But I'll tell you this. If they have to tell you that they evacuated the entirety of the Afghanistan population, they're willing to do it. They're willing to tell you the lies. And the reason why I know that they're willing to tell you the lies is because I've watched them do it on the Wu Flu. I've watched the media say, let's set the narrative. This is how many people have gotten it. I told a buddy of mine, well, he's an acquaintance. He's a principal at a school. And he says, Kevin, my hands are tied. And I said, okay, fine, I get it. He says, but I don't, he goes, I'm with you. He's for us. He's on our side. He's conservative. But here's what I told him. I said, I will bet you money that over half your school has already got. He said to me, we have 30 kids that tested positive of a campus of 700 or 900. I can't remember. But he said, we have 30 kids that have tested positive for COVID. And I said, you think that many have it or what? And he looked at me like, what are you talking? I said, I will bet you money that well over half your kids have Wu Flu antibodies. And he looked at me and goes, you're right. He goes, I believe you. I said, he goes, we have to go into a different mode because 30 of his kids have COVID. So they're in quarantine. I asked him, I go, how many have died? In all of Arizona, how many kids have died of COVID directly related to it? Not, you know, they had emphysema or they're little chubsters, you know, that had some underlying conditions, you know, diabetes or whatever. How many? And so he didn't know. And I said, I will bet you money, not a single one. And then I gave him the stats. 73 million kids under the age of 17. You guys have heard me on the program talk about this. And at the time when we did the story, 383 have died. Of 73 million, a population of 73 million, 383 have died. That is so far down the list in the 17, you know, in terms of the you know, statistics or ratios. it's unmentionable. I'm not trying to denounce any of the deaths. We're all going to die. It's tragic no matter what. But as I said during that particular program, over 1,300 kids had died of suicide in a 12-month period, and we lost 383, supposedly, directly related to the Wu flu over an 18-month period. And you want to come up with a vaccine. You want people to quarantine. So when I talk about the numbers don't matter to them. The numbers make no sense. Anywhere you look, I've given you numbers for Africa. Five times the population, almost five times the population of the United States, and easily, I mean, so fewer deaths in proportion, it makes you wonder, is this legit? Same with India. Same with China. Oh, Kevin, the Chinese do a better job of locking down. That's, look, nonsense. Viruses are viruses. Viruses don't care what governments do. Oh, socially distance and wear your mask. Nonsense. Africans aren't so, have you been to India? You think that you can socially distance in Mumbai? In Bangalore? Good luck. You think you can socially distance in Lagos? I've been. It's good luck. So this is a joke. But anyway, I want to go back to this. Biden says he takes full responsibility, and he knows that. And this is what makes, you know, of course, the clip's been kind of parsed, because Ducey's not asking Biden, do you take responsibility? Are you happy with your decision to leave? We all ready to leave. The question is, are you happy with the way that you've done it? And they got to make, you got to make sure that you make the distinction, because he wants to take credit for saying, I want us out of there. No, Donald Trump wanted us out of there. That's why we're getting out. And the question is, who should have executed that plan? Biden or Trump? Well, you know the answer because it's obvious. Trump should have executed this. And he would have had they not cheated him out of his presidency. And now the election has consequences, and Joy Reid says it's us wailing.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards wants folks to be patient with Ida-related search and rescue operations. The governor is saying there are thousands using boats, helicopters, and high-water vehicles to find anyone stranded by floodwaters.
Please understand, we're going to be in life-saving mode doing search and rescue as a first order of priority.
The governor adding Louisiana got hit extremely hard by Ida.
Virtually no one has electricity in this part of our state right now. We have water systems that are out. We have tremendous damage to homes and to businesses.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby is calling the U.S. withdrawal out of Afghanistan a particularly dangerous time. His statement comes as President Biden's deadline for a full U.S. troop withdrawal looms tomorrow. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court in South Carolina is set to hear two lawsuits to the state's ban on mask mandates in schools. Places including the capital city of Columbia will get their cases heard tomorrow. This after state lawmakers passed a measure in June threatening districts with taking away their state money if they require masks. As the end of August approaches, President Biden's goal to fully withdraw from Afghanistan looms near. Missouri Republican Senator Jason Smith believes a withdrawal could have been handled a lot better.
The Biden administration has been completely reckless in how they've been trying to exit Afghanistan. The fact that no one from the State Department, no one from the Defense Department has either been fired or resigned is unacceptable.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. President Biden says he does not regret his decision to withdraw from Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We will not be deterred by terrorists. We will not let them stop our mission. We will continue the evacuation.
That was Captain Demento. We will not be deterred by terrorists. We will not stop the mission. We will continue the evacuation. You notice that it's a subtle little shift of what he's trying to do. The mission is an evacuation. The mission isn't to save lives. It isn't to save face. None of it. The mission is I got to get people out. See, he wants you focused on the numbers. I played you the clip of Joy Reid. He's got 88,000 people out of there. I also promise you we would play the clip of the other guy. We didn't get a chance to because we didn't have the time. But the other guy who was bragging about the numbers about a week ago. Here's that clip.
Is this exactly what anchors and reporters should be doing? Holding the administration accountable? Or has the coverage been out of proportion, out of step with the American public? Let's ask two of the critics this week. Matthew Dowd, former ABC News chief political analyst and former advisor to the Bush-Cheney 2004 campaign. So, Matthew Dowd, you would describe the media's coverage this week as what?
Way over the top and unconnected to a perspective on the issue from the beginning. They've added more perspective in the final days, but from the beginning they didn't have a perspective on it. My sense of this is Joe Biden has done, we should judge it by the data of what's happened and not by anecdotes. And sometimes the president or the press has a tendency to judge things by anecdotes and not the data. And the data for the last week shows Joe Biden has basically gotten 30,000 people out of Afghanistan without a single loss of an American life.
I wonder if Matthew Dowd cares to walk that back. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Please go there. Get signed up for everything that we do. Let me tell you something. We do a lot of really clever things to get to nip leftism in the bud. I believe we are the most effective group for the amount of people and money that we have. But when I hear about what some of my special forces buddies are out there doing, it almost brings me to tears. I think of the little bit that we do here trying to fight, and I'm going to tell you stories about what these guys are doing in Afghanistan. It just blows your mind. And it makes me so proud to know that these are my friends. I tell my son all the time, I go, you know, of everything that I've accomplished in life, the fact that I know that if somebody kidnaps you, I make a phone call and I get some guys that know what the heck they're doing to start trying to find you and finding the bad guys, and they are going to rain down a crap storm on them they've never seen. That's what I believe is my legacy, so to speak. And it's not me. I've worked with my, I'm not a special forces guy. People, you know, I'll talk about the Navy SEALs and the work I've done with some of these guys. And Kevin, were you a SEAL? No, I wasn't. Just a little dumb martial artist that had a little bit of brains and managed to figure out how to get involved with these guys at one point in my life. But let me tell you, I feel so proud knowing I know these guys. And as I said, I'm going to tell you more about them. But let's go back to this. So Biden has said, the mission, we got to stick to the mission. The mission is we got to get people out of there. Now, originally, it was, oh, look at all these people that he's evacuating and nobody's getting killed. Well, now they're getting killed. And you know what Biden says?
There's no evidence thus far that I've been given as a consequence by any of our commanders in the field that there has been collusion between the Taliban and ISIS in carrying out what happened today, both in front of the hotel and what is expected to continue for beyond today.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden just said, it's going to happen. It's going to keep on happening. But here's what I want to do. I want to play what he said earlier. I want to play what this man said about how we're, what the target is, how we're going to leave on time, what the mission is, and how he's getting permission to do this. What an embarrassment. Listen to this.
It's in their interest that we are able to leave on time, on target. And as a consequence of that, the major things we've asked them, moving back the perimeter, giving more space between the wall, stopping vehicles from coming through, etc., searching people coming through. It is not what you'd call a tightly commanded, regimented operation like the U.S. is, the military is, but they're acting in their interest. And so, by and large, and I've asked the same question to military on the ground, whether or not it's a useful exercise, no one trusts them. We're just counting on their self-interest to continue to generate their activities. And it's in their self-interest that we leave when we said, and that we get as many people out as we can. Like I said, even in the midst of everything that happened today, over 7,000 people we've gotten out, over 5,000 Americans over. So it's not a matter of trust. It's a matter of mutual self-interest.
By the way, as you listen to that, did you get a sense of confidence about this guy that, hey, lucky for us in America, we've got Joey Demento leading the way, leading the charge? Wow, leave on time, on target. So here's what we asked the Taliban to do. Will you please move back the perimeter? Will you please put more space between the wall and us? Will you please stop and search people to make sure that they're not going to bomb us? Will you pretty please? Now let me go back to his original thing where he was threatening ISIS. ISIS-K, I mean. Here's the part of the speech where we get beyond the mission, if you will.
I've also ordered my commanders to develop operational plans to strike ISIS-K assets, leadership, and facilities. We will respond with force and precision at our time, at the place we choose, in the moment of our choosing. Here's what you need to know. These ISIS terrorists will not win. We will rescue the Americans in there. We will get our Afghan allies out. And our mission will go on. America will not be intimidated.
I don't know about you, but boy, that speech just riled me up. I can hardly wait to watch what Biden does to get him back, man. We will not be deterred. We will. Ooh, weren't you just invigorated? Didn't you just want to go out and join the military again? I was I met a guy. He said to me, I always meet people when I'm golfing or hitting golf balls, and we were talking about politics. And the guy says, Kevin, he goes, I'm an Air Force vet, worked in some of the classified programs and stuff. And he says, when they bombed our base, he goes, me and a bunch of my buddies, we all wanted to go re-enlist. I mean, this is a dude that's in his 60s. He's like, we wanted to go back and do something. I'm going to talk about what some guys did in that very vein here in a bit. But Joe Biden, talking tough, man. Woohoo! I tell you what, we're going to find ISIS K. You don't know when we're going to strike. He's got no infrastructure to know who's ISIS K. I tell you what, Joe. Tell us who it is now. Who's going to be the next suicide bomber? Because he's already told us expect more. McMaster's chief of Joint Chiefs. Every one of them has said, hey, look, this first series of bombs, that's not it. They're going to be more. Get used to it. Until we're completely out of there, we're in danger. They went from this. We don't think the Taliban's going to overrun the country. What are you talking about? What is you, ignorant? They went from that to now telling us, hey, listen, get used to the notion of Marines and other service people dying because it's going to happen. This is you're going to crack some eggs. If you're going to make some omelets, you got to crack some eggs. Look, don't get upset with us. This is going to happen. Discipline the idea. And meanwhile, we're going to give you some fudgy numbers on who gets out. Notice what Biden said. 13 Marines died and 90 Afghans, and he said Afghanis. And here's what he says: look, even in the midst of this chaos, I mean, we got what 5,000 to 7,000 people out. What are you measuring? How are you measuring people? Are you measuring with lives? You know, coming from the man whose party says if we could just save one life. And you know what? He doesn't want to measure on that measuring stick. And what about the clown I played earlier? His clip. Joe Biden's gotten 30,000 people out with not a single loss of life. Well, now you got loss of life. Will you please bring him back on, Brian Stelter, and say, hey, remember when you made this comment about getting 30,000 people out without a single loss of life? What say you now, sir? Well, you know what he'd say?
Well, listen, I mean, you know, now we're up to like 80, 90,000 people. I mean, and you know what? We lost a few people, but that's to be expected.
That's how they do. It's more, you know, they pick and choose when they want to be outraged.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I cannot express enough gratitude for the guys that I've had the pleasure of meeting in my lifetime who are members of our Special Forces community. This is, you know, what's now MARCOM, formerly part of JSOC, the Marine, what they call them, Rock Marines, but I guess, what were they? Anyway, I don't remember the official name, but we used to call them Rock Marines.
and Navy, and obviously the Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, Delta Force, all these various agencies, people that have our special forces that are tasked with very specific things that they do for us in this nation that you don't even know about. You'll never hear these stories. People that are so unpolitical that they do the most heroic things on the planet and they don't want to be seen. I mean, think about that. I mean, that's just such a, it's antithetical because you do something nice or something amazing and there's a part of you that goes, you need to know this. It takes a special person that says, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Please don't. I know people, not just special forces people, I know very, very wealthy Republican white folks who will do things to people and they say, don't mention this. Do not mention this. And they're not telling you like, don't mention this, wink, wink. They're saying, no, don't let anybody know. I don't care about the accolades. I don't care about the press or whatever. Just don't say anything. And it's tough for me. Because I want to be the person that says, you don't even know. This is when I hear black folks complain about rich white people or whatever. I go, you can complain about rich white Democrats, but don't open your mouth about rich white Republicans. I know too much about them. They have helped your little sorry, you know, black behinds more than you know. And not to feel good about it or to talk about it at cocktail parties or whatever, because they want to. They genuinely want to. Anyway, we've got, this is embarrassing to even report, but we've got Taliban taking joyrides in Black Hawk helicopters left by Biden's military and his clandestine folks. We have the Taliban reenacting the raising of the Iwo Jima flag. And Joe Biden is talking about, oh, well, yeah, I know we took some casualties and 13 Marines died and 90 or so, you know, dozens of Afghanis. But we, during that time, we got 5,000 people out. Wow. I'm just saying, Special Forces guys, I know you listen to the program. You know, we know each other. I love you guys, man. You represent the best of America, bar none. And while highly weirdos and climate activists and other bonehead leftists pretend to help save the planet, you act. You do stuff. And you know what? You aren't looking for a trophy. Oscar's so white. You're not looking for a trophy. Oh, where's my Emmy? Where's my Tony? Where's my, you know, whatever. You don't care. You're not trying to get that stuff. Because you have a different creed that you work under. And in another example of heroics over theatrics, a group of all-volunteer Special Forces veterans of the Afghan War sprung into action where Biden and any other leftist group on the planet would have done nothing. As Biden talked and gave press conferences about being Mr. Tommy Toughbutt, the Special Forces guy formed Task Force Pineapple. They launched a rescue mission dubbed the Pineapple Express to save Afghan allies and their families who were still trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. These warriors got together only days ago, folks. They worked with the American military on the ground, people they probably knew, thankfully, who didn't give a crap about what Biden, the commander in grief, had to say. And they said, look, this is off the books. We're here to help. Get us whatever we need and we will go do the job you are not even tasked to do by this bonehead usurper of a president. So they escorted this is a news story, 500 Afghan special operators, assets, and enablers and their families into the airport into Kabul. That was last week. 500, and the next day they went back and they got another 130. So as this team of special operators were doing the job that the feckless Biden administration couldn't, the suicide bombers hit the airport, which of course makes their mission even more dangerous. But I'm going to tell you, I know these guys. They're not done. They're listening to the cries of these Americans. They're trying, and if these Americans are smart, they're doing everything they can to try to reach a rally point so these guys can lead them in. And I want you to think about what that entails. I don't think people really know how the community works, how the various special forces works. This is not an overwhelming force of folks. This isn't a brigade. It's not even a platoon. It's generally a squad, 6 to 8 guys. And in this case, they got no backup. They don't have drone covers. It's not sanctioned to go do this. They're off comms. They get a little support, and then it's disavowed. You die over there, nobody even knows you were there. It's kind of like what Biden wants to do with the Americans. He doesn't want to give you a full body count, because then you'd have a checklist. You'd be accountable. Well, there's old Kevin, and there's Bill, and there's Jane, and there's Susan, and whomever else. Ray Ray. And why would I give you that list when I'm going to leave people behind? They've been asked multiple times, hey, when are you going to give us to tell us how many Americans are here? Well, all I can tell you is it's thousands. Oh, and by the way, we're evacuating thousands. And they're giving you, there are thousands here, we're evacuating thousands, and when it's all said and done, we've gotten all the people out who want to get out, who wanted to get out. How many did you get? How many did you leave behind? Nobody was left behind that didn't want to be left behind. You got to listen to their news conferences. You got to listen to their words. Psaki's already said it. We're going to get every American that wants to leave. And if we leave you behind, well, you didn't want to leave. Anyway, going on, he said dozens of high-risk individuals, families with small children, orphans, pregnant women were secretly moved through the streets of Kabul throughout the night and up to just seconds before ISIS detonated a bomb in the huddled mass of Afghans seeking safety and freedom. This is according to Army Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, retired Green Beret commander and leader of the private rescue effort. I want to just shake this guy's hand. This is a guy who worked with these people probably in theater and said, you know what? I'm not leaving my friends behind. And I don't know what happened behind the scenes, but I can only imagine. I'd like to make this movie. Thank God, folks, we have Americans who do the right things. Particularly, I'll get it out, when a brain-dead moron like Biden refuses to act. Now, I mentioned, why are these people having to act and do these heroic efforts? It's because the U.S. gave the list of Afghanis who helped us to the Taliban. They gave the Taliban a kill list. The actions of this group led by Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann was absolutely necessary to save lives. He's a modern-day Schindler. Wow, man. And Joe Biden is a microphone commando. We're going to get them. He didn't even say it like that. We're going to get them anywhere they are. And then somebody will, Mr. Biden, we're going to get them. And that's what you just watch. You wait and see. And there's going to be hell to pay. I asked you guys earlier, Joe Biden broke every rule of exiting a foreign land. You couldn't do it worse if you planned it worse. Who removes the military, the security, before you exit? A child wouldn't do something so stupid. When you want to measure Joe Biden's brain capacity, ask yourself that question. So he brings out the 2,500 troops that we had in there, only to replace them with what? 5,000, 10,000 American troops that are there now? Who does this? Do you understand the amount of money it took to move? I'm talking about just rule breaking number one. To move our security out, not tell any partners who had 3 times the number of people there that we had. And they're wondering, what's going on? Why are the military here? Why are the Americans leaving? Then Joe Biden says, oh, well, I moved them out in order to move them back in order to prevent me from having to move even more back in later. On what logic does this work? Somebody please explain it to me. And there was a host of other things that this nincompoop, this numbskull, did wrong. And the media now wants to cover it up with how many people got out, not the number of people who've died.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.